forcing Hanukkah on my friends is my superpower. I came about it organically. My parents would come to my classroom and my sister's classroom in elementary school and cook up potato latkes and tell the story of Hanukkah and bring dreidels. And I did make them stop once I finished elementary school. But for all those years, every December, there they were, and it was great. I was a school with not many other Jewish kids, and I always felt really special that they would come in and do that. When I had my own apartment, I started having Hanukkah parties there where I'd invite my friends to come and eat potato latkes and light menorahs and, you know, celebrate my holiday. And then I had my own kids. I had four kids. And I thought, oh God, I gotta go do Hanukkah in all their classrooms now too. And in like there was one period where all four of them were in elementary school and twins in separate classes. And I just remember like running between classrooms with my bulk dreidels and story. And it was wonderful. And the kids would see me in the hall and say, you know, are you coming to do Hanukkah in the classroom? And, you know, every year, you know, it'd get to the point where my kids' classmates could tell me the story of Hanukkah. And, you know, I'd ask them, like, what do you think you put on potato latkes? And, you know, they'd say, like, ice cream and, you know, all sorts of, you know, crazy things. And when I would say, like, no, it's sour cream, they'd be like, what? Sour cream? But it was just one of my most favorite things was getting to talk to people who don't celebrate Hanukkah about Hanukkah. And so then I thought, like, well, what's next? And so obviously it was like opening up our house for Hanukkah. And so we started just inviting people to come on. Luckily, we've got like 8 nights to get everyone in. And so I said to my husband, like, let's have every night be an open house. And he was like, no. So we got it down, like, to 4 nights. And people would just show up, and he would fry latkes, and we would, like, light the menorahs. And, you know, if it was early on, like, you know, we'd, like, let people light it and then blow it out and let new people light it. And we'd have dreidels and... It was just like the most amazing thing. And then COVID hit. And that year, I was just so sad. I couldn't go into the classrooms. We couldn't have people in our house. And so I put dreidels on my front porch and gelt and directions for how to play. And I posted it out on Facebook. And so many of those kids from the elementary school came by and picked up their dreidel that year. And then the next year, 2021, it still didn't feel quite safe to, like, pack our house full. So we set up a table in our front yard. And, I mean, our dead-end street was just full of cars. And our whole yard was filled with people, most not Jewish, who wanted to come and celebrate Hanukkah with our family. And then we have this year. And obviously, there's been a whole lot of anti-Semitism this year. And, you know, I send my kids to Sunday school with, like, a lump in my throat. You know, a synagogue with security guards and evacuation plans and drills. And I think, like, what can I do? So I opened my house again. And, you know, we picked 2 nights this year to welcome people. You're all invited. To come and light our menorahs. And I've realized that the best thing in this dark time is just to bring as much light as possible. So that's it.